This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I get this text from Baron's brother last week. So Sunday, of course, was
the pay-per-view, yeah, the big money in the bank.
So I'm going to find this here.
Yeah. It was
His brother's great. He's like, did you see this? Hold on. Good God, I got a lot of text to go through here. This is more than I want to deal with. Here it is. So he sends me the video, and he said, get this. Baron threw two guys off the roof of WWE headquarters in the Money in the Bank match on Sunday. Obviously, he wasn't throwing them to their death. It was down to a lower platform with a mat to land on. Then he had to go on Monday Night Raw and explain it was really a shorter drop, and they're perfectly fine because people were calling the Connecticut State Police Department reporting a double homicide.
Yeah. The Twitter right out of the gate was fantastic. Like, the first one, the dude was like, pretty sure I just saw Baron Corbin kill a guy.
So great. Man, it's like...
Born September 13th in Lenexa, Kansas. A three-time Golden Gloves champion and standout football player at Northwest Missouri State University, he spent time with the Indianapolis Colts and Arizona Cardinals, before launching a career in pro wrestling in 2012, quickly establishing himself as the man everyone loves to hate in the WWE, assuming his rightful throne as the King of the Ring. You can see him on WWE SmackDown on Fox. And over the last week, he set the internet on fire after seemingly throwing Aleister Black and Rey Mysterio Jr. to their deaths from the roof of the WWE headquarters on the Money in the Bank pay-per-view. Please welcome WWE star and friend of the show, the King, Baron Corbin.
Well, I see you causing some trouble out in your end of the world, aren't you?
I mean, that's what I do best.
That's how completely pleasing to oneself as a wrestler. How great does it feel to get people to literally call a police department saying, I just saw a murder on television?
Dude, it's unreal. It's like, it's so funny because people are like, wrestling's fake. And I'm going, well, I legit saw hundreds of tweets of people tagging the Hartford, Connecticut police saying that there was just a double murder.
I wish I had that 911 call. You don't understand. Rey Mysterio was dead.
Wrapped into it. Yeah. Yeah, just got tossed off a building.
He dead. Rey Mysterio, the Mexican fellow with the costume, was dead. Yeah.
It was so funny.
Oh, so good.
Because people were going crazy. And I think one of the coolest parts of it was, like, it wasn't overdone. Like, I just threw these two dudes off the building, and then we kind of kept doing what we were doing. And so it wasn't a thing where it was, like, overplayed, where, like, everybody's like, oh, they're fine. They're like, wait, whoa, rewind. Did he just throw him off the building?
Well, you know what it is? The cell is, there's a great, and it was the actual thump, I thought, when they hit the pad, but there was just enough time that it really did sound like they went quite a much further distance.
Yeah, well, I mean, they went, oh, man, probably 12 feet.
Yeah. Yeah, it's solid. It was a great move, man. And, you know, that's nothing for Rey.
They went in the dark. Like, if you overshoot that, you're really going off a building.
Well, yeah, because I was looking at your Titan Towers that time. I mean, that's a big-ass building.
Yeah, it was insane. That whole match was insane.
So, proving once again, you're the worst human being in the WWE.
Yeah, I mean, the memes, too, afterwards were so funny. Like, I had a good hour of entertainment just on Twitter because they're like, you know, the Brick killed the guy. Yeah, you might want to hide a little while. I kept getting those. And then they're like, I kept getting ones that was like, King Corbin's rearview mirror, and it was like a bunch of cop cars chasing a car.
That's great.
And I mean, it was so. And then, like, there's a bunch of me like kneeling down over a grave, but it's Rey Mysterio at Aleister Beck's grave.
Oh, jeez. What does Vince say to you after that? Because he must have felt like, man, you did such a great job.
He's just belly laughing.
That's great. I love it.
Threw him right off the roof.
See, this is the best. In this stupid, weird time we live, and you guys aren't in front of people, and you got to do a Money in the Bank, you move it to the top of the building. You use the inside of the building. You block off the other view so it's not glaring every time. It's, you know, like, it's disconcerting when I'm watching the race yesterday, and every time they go by the grandstand, you're like, and there's nobody. And they keep cutting over to, like, six people at the top.
Yeah.
But you guys were really smart about it.
Super creative. I think these, like, I don't know, cinema style, you know, matches. Like, we legit raced from the bottom of the building to the roof, and it's crazy, freaky up there at night, and on top of a ladder, on top of a building. I don't like climbing ladders as it is. Now I'm doing it on top of a building.
Yeah. Now you're what they call top heavy. You know, being like six foot six at the top of a ladder, I'm like, yeah, no, that's not going to work out.
Not a safe decision.
Now, me, you know, I prefer scaffolding, as you saw in my posted Instagram dance a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty sexy.
Yeah.
You what?
And then that match, too, I was waiting to get a bill. I don't know if you saw it. They were like, hey, we want to have you throw this 45-pound plate and hit the mirror. And I was like, I'm getting to throw a 45-pound plate at a person in front of a mirror? Okay. I threw it as hard as I can. It took out half the wall.
Yeah, it's a 45-pound plate coming from you, 6 foot five, in great shape. How far away from the mirror were you?
Oh, probably 10 feet.
Dude, I don't even know if I could throw a 45-pound
But I threw it as hard as I possibly could, and I just wanted the mirror to explode, but it went through half the wall.
That's fantastic. This is where the greats get even greater, because you find all the cool new weird twists that you wouldn't have gotten to if you didn't have to do it this way.
Yeah, oh, exactly. And I hope that this becomes a thing permanently. Just, I know, you know, we really want to get back in front of people, and I think people want to get, you know, to shows, obviously, with everything going on. But I think we do like four of these cinema style matches a year. You know, you put one at Halloween, maybe like a Halloween horror match.
Yeah.
It'd be insane.
Be incredible to go to a haunted house and do it all inside a professional haunt.
That'd be so cool.
That'd be the best. I would definitely want to be there for that. You, and by the way, how's your family? How's the kid? Everything? Everybody's good?
Amazing. I mean, good. I'm home roughly, you know, 6 days a week. Sometimes I got to go do stuff that, you know, put episodes together for SmackDown. I'm on Raw tonight, facing their champion. So I'm doing a little double duty, but. I'm home, and I get to cook and drink and hang out all day.
And how's your wife with that?
She's perfect, and she hasn't killed me yet, being home this long.
Yeah, that's
legitimate fear at times.
Yeah, I was wondering when that was going
to get too smashed, because I'm like, then my guard's down.
Yeah.
And she could get me.
Well, and if you've met her, Rochelle, she's you know, formidable.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's sneaky. We were talking last night. We had a buddy over and his wife, and I was smoking a cigar outside, and I was doing an Instagram Live with someone. They're like, could you teach me a wrestling move? I was like, yeah. Because she wants to use it on her husband. She's a big barbecue lady. And I was like, I taught my wife how to do a jiu-jitsu, like a triangle choke.
Yep.
She wouldn't let go, and I almost passed out. I'm going like, that's the type of person my wife is. I was like, hey, all right, you can let go. And she tightened it down and started laughing.
Yeah, well, that's it. That's
like,
it.
The lights are going out.
Yeah, we've seen video of that, and I've seen it happen in person. Sassy, of all people, my girlfriend, jumped on Big E's back one night and got him, and unknowingly got him in that triangle. And he was like, and you could see his knees buckling, and he's 6 foot five, like, you are a great big weightlifter. I go, you better, he's going to land on you. Like, it's going to be terrible. Yeah.
And I watched my daughter try to put chokeholds on the stuffed animal dog of the real dog, because the real dog just runs from her all day. I'll just send you a video. He's the dog standing at the baby gate, just like head down. And he's like, I just wish somebody would let me out of here. And my daughter just smacked at him. He's just taking it. He's like, all his pride is gone. He's just head down, like, someone please open the gate.
Oh, yeah.
Get the child off me, please.
He's wearing your underwear and you've drawn eyebrows on him?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. We went down for a motorcycle ride, Moose and A-hole Bob and I, down to Arkansas, and you know, social distancing and highway speeds works, and then separate hotel rooms, and just sat outside on the balcony, drank, and then got rained down on Friday, and then hit Oklahoma City. By the way, there's Oklahoma. You might want to avoid that for a while, because apparently those dudes don't believe in the same stuff everybody else believes in. I was like,
I live in Florida.
Oh yeah,
we're on a different planet over here.
Yeah, I've been there. It's people think beaches and Key West in Florida. They don't realize there's a whole another country involved in Florida.
No, not at all.
No, I saw
with the coronavirus, they're like, hey, the heat destroys it, right? Let's all go to the beach.
Yeah. I went through Ponca City, Oklahoma. Their motto should be like, bring soap. But it was nice. Good. Have you been getting the bike out at all and just taking at least an hour or two to go ride a little bit?
No. Unfortunately, I need to get the carburetors clean because it's not running good. And the guy that I had fix my bike was having some health issues. So unfortunately,
oh, no.
I've been taking the Lincoln out.
Excellent. Excellent, man.
And we put a gym in. Because, I mean, you have to. You can't go to a gym, and my job still requires me to be in the gym. Put a gym in the garage and getting to open those doors. The weather out here is perfect right now.
Good, man. And your brother's standing in trouble? I haven't seen Danny at all.
I think I need to throw him off a building right
now. He is. And how's your mother, above all?
She's great. We brought her out to Florida. Like, last time we were going to do the show, we had some family stuff going on, so we had to run to Kansas City, and then we drove with my mom back to Florida.
Smart.
Hour.
Oh, yeah. No, I've done the Panama City run after the hurricane hit with A-hole Bob. His parents were stranded, 80 and 85 years old, in their house with their roofs gone. We made it there straight. It was a straight through run, and it's brutal.
Yeah, it is.
But your mom's okay.
Came out here for a week and was just belly laughing the whole time at my insane daughter.
Excellent, man. Well, man, I'm glad to see that everything's going great for Money in the Bank, and then of course you're going to be on Monday Night Raw tonight.
Yep.
And what do you got tonight?
They did like a special invitation where they're going to invite one superstar to each show four times a year, and they invited me for the first one, so I get to go over there and fight their champ tonight.
Excellent, man. Excellent. We've been busy out at Disgraceland. You need to come out. We've been doing the Red Ryder BB Gun Invitational.
We're going to do... That's awesome. Don't shoot your eye out. We're gonna plan a trip to Kansas City when this is done, and we're gonna stay like 3 weeks.
Excellent. I got a picture from your brother who's holding up his Red Ryder. He's like, "Who next?" I'm like, "Come on over, man."
I think that's my Red Ryder. I should go take it from him.
Dude, you guys, this never stops.
Throw him off a building.
They're both huge guys, mm-hmm. but this sibling rivalry with them never stops.
His poor mom. That poor woman. Just your whole lives, yeah. You beat the hell out of each other.
She gets weapons to come after us when we won't stop fighting.
I bet. I'm surprised if she hasn't maced, pepper sprayed, or at least hosed you down with a fire hose.
Well, the one time I was fighting with my brother, I think she smacked me to try to get us to stop, and she broke a blood vessel and her whole arm turned like blue.
Oh, no.
So that's when she was like, it's weapons from now on.
God, she sounds amazing.
Dude, I tell you, the worst I ever saw my mom get mad, anger-wise, my dad was selling extra equipment. Four boys at home were all a-holes. She comes walking through the house with her house coat on, like English ladies do, and a belt around the middle of it, like cinched. Like, she brought her weapon. She's like, next time I got to draw this. Yeah.
The funny thing is, when you're kids, you're like, you know your mom's going for a weapon, so the goal is, can we get out of the house before she gets to the kitchen?
Right.
If she gets to the kitchen, that's where she's getting a weapon.
Oh, my God. There's no doubt about that. My dad used to touch his belt like a gunslinger. Like, he'd touch it, like, you want me to draw? Because if I draw, once it comes out of the holster, there ain't no putting it back without some skin on it.
Yep.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah? Have you started beating your little girl yet?
No, she attacks me right now. She's gonna have to learn quick, though, because like, she's starting to get that real attitude. She's only 13 months.
Yep.
She runs, she jumps, she screams, she slaps, she bites. But I was doing something the other day, and she had something. I was like, no, you can't have that. And so I took it away from her. She screamed at me, threw what was in her other hand, and then smacked me on the leg and walked off.
Good.
So like, there's no doubt it's your kid.
What just happened? And then the other funny thing, I was laying on the couch today. She walked up, she lifted up my shirt, she pinched my fat roll, giggled, and left. And I was like, now she's emotionally damaging me.
You may need to call an adult.
I don't even know to do that.
I'm telling you, it's in them. It is brought in a woman to know exactly where all of the easier spots are.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's... I'll tell you, if you get super bored during this time, I can assure you one of the ways I've seen a normal, happy friend's wife turn crazy on you is we taught my friend George's son once to do dog tricks when he was real young.
Mm-hmm.
Sit, stay, roll over, shake. And I can tell you it's zero amount of comedy to the mom.
That's amazing.
But
I whistle at my daughter. I'm like, Celia, come here. And she doesn't pay attention, and I'll whistle at her. My wife will go, she's not a dog.
You just need like a full day of really positive reinforcement for the little animal. And then when mom comes home, you're like, want to see what we learned today.
I'm going to do it.
And if you can, this is where we didn't get to. I really wanted to teach his son to poop in the yard.
Oh, God.
That would be hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah.
So wrong.
Yeah.
That's next level training, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
I definitely need to sit in a rollover and a shake.
Yes, absolutely. And speak.
Oh, yeah. Whoop. That's for sure. Well, she just screams at you anyway. That's her favorite thing to do, just literally look at you in the face and scream at you.
Have you tried screaming back just to see the reaction?
Yeah, she starts crying, then you feel bad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, good call.
Or, like, the other thing is, too, she'll bite you, and you'll be like, ah! Like, you'll yell, and she'll just start crying. You're like, why are you crying? You bit me.
But you scared me when you yelled, Dad.
Throw her off a roof. That's going to be my result to everything.
You need to build a little Titan tower and throw her onto like a couch cushion.
Oh, my God, I do. If this keeps going, I'm doing it.
We'll get her a little...
Then the Tampa police will be getting called to my house on Twitter.
Oh, my God, a little bitty Mysterio costume on her.
Oh, that's so good.
Oh, it'd be great.
I told Ray I need that mask so we can put an RIP little thing for him.
Oh, it's so great. What a talent he is, Ray Mysterio. I mean, truly one of the greats, an all-time Hall of Famer super legend, man.
I mean, yeah, next level.
Yep. Yeah, I didn't know about him, too.
He flies really far off roofs. The best part was, like, I was talking about it for, like, 5 weeks up to the show. I was like, hey, if I need to, I'm going to throw somebody off the roof. And then... You know, I did it, and people were like, well, to be fair, he said he was going to do it for 5 weeks.
Right.
Like, I guess that makes it premeditated.
It's
a little longer of a sentence.
But I think it's so great, though, that you have the sell in you to that the wrestling fans really believe it. To me, we have been missing that for so long. Like, you know, The Rock had that for sure, man. Stone Cold Steve Austin had some of that for sure. Certain guys have had it, but it's been missing for a while, man. So I'm glad to see that true belief in the good guy or the bad guy. It makes wrestling. That's what makes it so much fun, man.
I agree. When you can suspend, what's the word?
Reality.
Yeah.
Disbelief.
Yeah, disbelief.
Yep.
So that's what I was going for.
Yeah.
So I don't know how y'all have so much energy this early anymore.
Coffee, the occasional speed, that kind of a thing.
Hey, a little bumping around, okay. Gotcha.
All right, I got to the roll, man. I appreciate you, my friend, and I'm glad you're well. Great match, and if you guys haven't seen it, look up the video. Money in the Bank pay-per-view happening, and then of course tonight, Monday Night Raw. And I'll see you as soon as this thing's over, man. I'll make sure the motorcycles are all ready to go, and I don't care if it is raining. We'll go ride in the rain, but we're getting out there.
Yeah, I reached that point.
Yep.
All right, I'll just complain the whole time, but we'll still do it. It's raining. Shut up.
I'm not. You're not made of sugar, son. You're not made of sugar.
All right, brother. I appreciate you having me out again.
Love you, man. Stay there. Thanks. Out of the ashes,
a clear light will shine. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.